Democrats in South Carolina are still wondering just what happened earlier this month when they picked their nominee for U.S. Senate. The easy winner in the primary was Elvin Green, who had no visible campaign. The losing candidate is protesting the outcome, and tomorrow the state Democratic Party holds a hearing. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Since the primary, Elvin Green has done some TV interviews, but he's also hung up on a lot of reporters. He didn't respond today to email and phone messages from NPR. He did have a fairly gentle talk a few days ago with conservative radio commentator Mark Levin. It aired Monday.
I'm not focusing on campaigning. I'm going to just stick with, the issues that I'm focusing on.
He listed jobs, education, and justice.
We have to be sure that the punishment fits the crime and I believe that I am the best candidate for United States Senate.
Green is 32. He graduated from the University of South Carolina in 2000 with a degree in political science. He served in the Air Force and then in the Army until last August. Now he's unemployed. Last November, Green was hit with a felony obscenity charge. He got a public defender, a sign that he couldn't afford a lawyer. Then in March, he filed as a candidate. That cost $10,440 for a filing fee, and he paid by check. Here's what he said on the radio show about the money.
I saved it. In the Army.
Many Democrats say that money is a red flag. Congressman James Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, considers Green a plant, a tool of dirty tricksters in a state famous for its alley fight politics. The watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, has asked for investigations by the Federal Election Commission and the South Carolina Attorney General. CREW's director is Melanie Sloan.
All they'd have to look at is his bank records. And if he had the $10,000 and it was his money, well, that's really case closed on that end. But if he didn't, then there should be further investigation into whether or not there were folks pulling the strings here.
South Carolina makes it a misdemeanor to induce someone or to be induced to run for office. The attorney general says he hasn't seen credible evidence of a crime, but there's little evidence of a campaign either. No stump speeches, no campaign office or phone, no website, no reports of any fundraising or spending, certainly no TV ads. The losing candidate was Vic Rawl, a former state representative. He got clobbered by Green 59-41%. Common Cause and Voter Action today asked South Carolina to investigate whether its voting machines were hacked. A lot of people in South Carolina are asking, how did Green win 100,000 votes?
I have no idea. I have no idea whatsoever.
This is Joe Irwin, a former chairman of the state Democratic Party.
And I've talked to maybe, 50, 60, 75 people that I know around the state, and seemingly nobody knew anything about this guy. And nobody can tell me of anybody who voted for him or supported him in any way whatsoever.
The state Democratic Executive Committee takes up Rawl's protest tomorrow. Whatever the outcome, Republican Senator Jim DeMint isn't likely to suffer. Something that can't be said for the state's political reputation. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.